All right, folks, welcome back to another episode of the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and today we're diving into something seriously powerful, the ability to harness the mind's own potential through visualization. Now, before you roll your eyes and think woo-woo, stick with me for a second. We're not talking about meditating on unicorns or manifesting lottery tickets. This is about using visualization as a practical tool, like a mental GPS to navigate towards those goals you've been setting but maybe haven't quite reached yet. Ever feel like you're just spinning your wheels? Like you're putting in the effort but not seeing the results you want? It can be incredibly frustrating. But what if I told you that simply by changing how you think about your goals, you could actually increase your chances of achieving them? Sounds too good to be true, right? Well, folks, research shows that visualization isn't just some fluffy self-help tactic. It's a seriously effective brain hack. It can actually rewire your neural pathways and prime your mind for success. Think about athletes. They don't just show up to the game and wing it. They spend hours visualizing their performance, rehearsing every move in their head before they even step onto the field. And guess what? This mental rehearsal translates directly into real-world results. You know that feeling when you're learning a new skill and it seems impossible at first? Then, through practice, your brain starts to click and suddenly things start to make sense. That's visualization in action. Now, how can we apply this to everyday goals? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways. First off, be specific. Don't just think vaguely about getting fit or landing that dream job. Picture yourself running that marathon, feeling the energy of the crowd cheering you on as you cross the finish line. See yourself confidently walking into that interview, shaking hands with the hiring manager, and nailing those answers. Second, make it vivid. Engage all your senses. What do you see, hear, feel, smell, even taste? The more immersive your visualization, the stronger the impact on your brain. Imagine yourself standing on stage, giving a killer presentation, feeling the warmth of the applause as you deliver your final line. Third, feel the emotions. Don't just focus on the visual aspects, tap into how achieving this goal would make you feel. Would it bring you joy, pride, relief? Allow those positive emotions to wash over you during your visualization practice. Fourth, consistency is key. This isn't a one-time magic trick. It's about building a habit. Just like any other skill, the more you practice, the better you become at visualizing effectively. Think of it as mental training sessions aimed for a few minutes each day and watch your mind power up. And finally, believe in yourself. This is crucial. Visualization isn't just about creating a mental movie, it's about aligning your thoughts with your actions. Trust that you have the ability to achieve your goals and let that belief fuel your visualization practice. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. Sarah wants to finally land her dream job at a top advertising agency. She's been applying for months, but keeps getting rejected. Feeling discouraged, she almost gives up. But then she remembers something, the power of visualization. She sets aside 10 minutes every day to visualize herself crushing that interview. She sees herself confidently answering questions, sharing her ideas with passion and conviction. She feels the excitement of being selected for the job, the joy of working alongside talented people in a creative environment. With each visualization session, her confidence grows. Weeks later, Sarah receives an invitation for an interview at the agency. This time, she walks into the room feeling calm, collected, and ready to shine. I practiced visualizations have given her the mental edge she needed. She nails the interview, leaving a lasting impression on the hiring team. A few weeks later, Sarah gets the good news she landed the job. Her visualization practice wasn't just about dreaming, it was about creating a roadmap for success, building confidence, and priming her mind for achievement. So remember, folks, your mind is a powerful tool. Don't underestimate its potential. Visualization isn't about escaping reality, it's about shaping it. By mastering the art of visualization, you can unlock new levels of focus, motivation, and ultimately, success. Now, go out there and visualize your wildest dreams. I want to hear all about your successes. Share this episode with a friend who could use a little mental magic, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. We're in this together, one visualized goal at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.